Hello. Today I'm going to do a slice off of the circle of life, and that is talking about joy. Now, mind you, I'm at a very relaxed state right now, and I've actually tried to train myself to control my emotions. When earlier today, I was actually very excited at all of these fuming, overflowing emotions of just joy and happiness connected with childhood memories because, well, I walked into a Hulk Hogan beach shop. And man, did all these like memories and feelings and emotions and thoughts come about from the times I watched wrestling. And why do I bring this up? Well, for one thing, joy is something that we feel. It's a feeling. It's almost hard to make yourself think to be happy because, or think to be joyful, because it's an emotion. It's something that we feel through our body, not through our mind. There are other ways to get it. Like, for example, we can think of a memory that can create those feelings, and this is a reminder for people out there who want to be happy, who want to feel happy, who want to feel joy, as well as trying to live that and remembering to talk through what it is you really want to do. And excuse me if there's birds around here. I'm also at the premium outlet, so you might hear some other sounds, like other voices. So I hope you can hear this, my voice, clearly and smoothly. Now, another thing that I understand a lot of people can do is they can talk their way to thinking what's good. And sometimes it's because part of it is through what people are told is a good life, is a good way to live. But I want to remind you that to go by what you feel and to use those feelings to go to create a way of thinking that will redirect you to those good feelings. Now, I will share some things now that will contradict and create some disagreement with some people because it's the way they were taught. For example, people are taught that if, for example, they get married, they will have a happy life. However, how many people out there are married and living unhappy lives? How many people got married and will actually stay, don't get married, or believe that to have kids, and then how many of them actually say don't have kids? Now, I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just going by the reminder of you don't have to do what everyone or other people tell you is the way we need to live our life to have a happy life. You have to carve out what is a happy life for you and live by that and do it. I can also relate to people who were at depressed states and they get so far into their head, very neurotic, into this downward negative thinking spiral, and they think that the only way for them to be happy is to have like a complete 180. Now, that's true in some regards because those people that are living through depression can be living the way that's a complete opposite as to how they would want it to be. And that's an example of people in depression. Sometimes it is a mental thing. And to go back to feeling good is some another way to feel joy is to go by your senses. Things that you can maybe listen to that make you feel good. Things that you can eat that can make you feel good. And I'm not talking about sugar. Things that you can see that make you feel good. Here's one example. Me just sitting in my backyard, looking at the nature, being very appreciative of the fact that I'm just surrounded by a beautiful environment, quiet, peaceful, and listening to music that I love that makes me pumped and jacked. Taking cold showers. In the beginning might be crazy, but it'll feel so good because of the heat that I'm going through here in Florida. Because right now it's, for example, 85 to 90 degrees, and I'm out here without my tee, rocking a tank top just to keep myself a little bit more free. Now, joy can be a long-term feeling, emotion, and it's positioning yourself in the way you want your life to be, the way you want to wake up and start your day and end your day. And not to brag, I am very appreciative of being a Lyft driver because it allows me to take a break when I wish, to eat when I wish. And that I am humble to be in. And I only share this not to brag, not to make jealous, not to create hate, but to inspire, to motivate you to do that, to do what it is you want to do, to feel how you would feel if you were doing the things, because you can be training yourself mentally to do those, but you also have to do them. So do them to feel them. And then when you feel them, that'll remind you in your brain to do it again. Go back to your body. Now, what else with joy? There's so much I can talk about, but it would be easier if I was with another individual. So I know I'll have to get some guests with me in the future. But I'm going to stop at that, and allow you to write some things down for you on how you can feel more joy by your way of action. And remember not to do things that are fake happiness, like eating sugar. That's not what I want you to do. Take some action into creating the life you want that will give you that long-term happiness. Peace. So, here's part two of the Joy Talk. Now, I understand how there may be some contradicting things that I said. How, for example, how we can't think ourselves to feel happiness, even though I just brought up a memory that reminded me of a time when I was happy. What I really meant by that was how we live in a time where people talk about so much information, like we're computers, like we're robots. And the thoughts are reminders of things that we like. So it's important really to talk about what are things that we enjoy, what are things that we like. And I walked into a store, the Hulk Hogan store, which is a store that I love. So if there's any way that I want to share with you on how to be more happy or feel more joy in your life. Just remind yourselves about talking things that make you feel good, things that you like, things that you enjoy, things you love. What was the highlight of your day? So here's an example. I'll just throw in some questions for play, and I'll pause to let you think about it and say it out loud. What's your favorite ice cream? What's your favorite type of pizza? What's your favorite time of the day? Are you a morning or night person? What's your favorite genre or genres of movies? Who is your high school crush? What song do you love to sing? What's your favorite shoe brand / sneaker brand? What store do you love to shop in? What food do you enjoy eating? If you were an age for the rest of your life, one age, what age would you be and why? Who do you love? Okay, folks, I'm done with this segment. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a exciting, spontaneous day or night. Peace.